Morning Watch, Itero 2020, The Christian Life, Week 6, Entering into the Intrinsic Significance of the Reality of the Body of Christ, the Highest Peak in God's Economy and the Top Revelation of the Bible. Friday Related Verses, Colossians 4:15 through 16. Greet the brothers in Laodicea, as well as Nymphas and the church, which is in his house. And when this letter is read among you, cause that it be read in the church of the Laodiceans also, and that you also read the one from Laodicea. 1 Corinthians 12:17 through 20. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were the hearing, where would the smelling be? But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, even as he willed. And if all were one member, where would the body be? But now the members are many, but the body one. 2 Corinthians 10:13-14. But we will not boast beyond our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which the God of measure has apportioned to us, to reach even as far as you. For we are not extending ourselves beyond our bounds, as if we did not reach you. For we were the first to come as far as unto you in the gospel of Christ. Philippians 2:2-4. Make my joy full, that you think the same thing, having the same love, joined in soul, thinking the one thing. Doing nothing by way of selfish ambition, nor by way of vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, considering one another more excellent than yourselves. Not regarding each his own virtues, but each the virtues of others also. Suggested reading. The personal greetings in the book of Colossians indicate that with Paul there was a sense, a consciousness of the new man. There should be no differences among the believers or among the churches. For example, no difference between the church in Laodicea and the church in Colossae. This is proved by Paul's word regarding the reading of letters. And when this letter is read among you, cause that it may be read also in the churches of the Laodiceans, and that you also read the one from Laodicea. What Paul wrote to the Colossians was also for the Laodiceans, and what he wrote to the Laodiceans was for the Colossians. What fellowship, oneness, harmony, and intimate contact this implies. In 4:7, Paul had charged Tychicus to make known to the Colossians all that concerned him. If Paul did not have the consciousness of the new man, he would not have regarded it necessary to give Tychicus such a charge. If you are a member of the body, then you must allow yourself to be limited by the other members. Here we find the necessity of the cross. The cross leads to the body, and the cross operates in the sphere of the body. If I am quick and another is slow, I must not insist on keeping my own pace. I must allow myself to be limited by the slow member. It is essential for the development of the body that we each recognize our measure and not go beyond it. This is a basic requirement for the growth of the body. The body of Christ is not only a protection to the members, but a limitation to all the members. We should not allow ourselves to go our own way. Rather, we should learn to be blended with other brothers and sisters. Individual dispositions and peculiarities have no place in the church. Every member should honor the talents of others and be faithful to his own. Moreover, every member should know his capacity and not consider himself more highly than he should. If everyone does this, there will be no jealousy, ambition, or craving to do what others can do. Many people have not seen their own capacity. As a result, they overstep their boundaries. If members behave this way in the church, some will begin to monopolize while others will withdraw, and the result will be a loss to the church. We should not behave in this way. We should turn back and take our place in the body and be limited by the body. If we do this, the body will be spared from damage. Many of us have the experience that when we are dry and have no way to go on, we need other brothers and sisters to intercede for us before we can get through. The head is Christ and the body is also Christ. Each member is a part of the life of Christ. If I refuse the help of my fellow members, I am refusing the help of Christ. If I am not willing to acknowledge my need for them, I am not willing to acknowledge my need of Christ. Just as I cannot be independent from the head, I cannot be independent from the body. Individualism is hateful in the sight of God. What I do not know, another member of the body will know. What I cannot see, another member of the body will see. What I cannot do, another member of the body will do. Sooner or later, all individual Christians will dry up. As long as we live in the body, we will receive the supply of the body, no matter what our condition is. Every member should learn to treasure the supply of the body and to treasure every member.